Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 710. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Robin Hitchcock. I played the song I Can Hear the Grass Grow. That was originally by The Move, written by Roy Wood. It is on his new album, 1967, Vacations in the Past. Came out September 13th. On Tiny Ghost. It's a companion piece to his new book, 1967, which is about that titular year in his life and the music in it. The compilation is pretty good. He covers a lot of good songs, some of them that I know very well and some of them that I don't. Some of them he adds great things to and some of them he doesn't add much. There's even an original on there, which might be the best song on the album, but I thought in keeping with the theme, I'd give you one of the covers, and that one there by The Move is pretty nice. I got music for you this week. I'm going to play some of it. This is the Armoires with the song We Absolutely Mean It.
Absolutely.
welcome back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Bad Moves from Washington, D.C. The song was Let the Rats Inherit the Earth, and it's on the band's new album, Wearing Out the Refrain, that came out September 13th on Don Giovanni. I thought I might be over that band, but I really like this album. Of course, blends power pop and the band's own DIY punk with some indie pop as well, and it's just a really good album. The more I listen to it, the more I like it, so kudos to Bad Moves there. Before that, we heard from Kansas City's The Eggs on Mars. The song was People Pleasing. It's on the band's album, It Will Be Like It Was. That came out October of 2019 on Jigsaw Records. I've been going back and picking up some of the records that I do not have from that band because I love them so. This one probably isn't as good as their newer stuff, which is good news for them and good news for us as there's an even newer album on the way. Before that, we heard from The Armoires with the song We Absolutely Mean It. It's from the band's album Octoberland. Won't be out until October 11th on the band's own Big Stir Records. The band's based out of Los Angeles. They are nominally a power pop band, but they do a lot more than that. This album has lots of things to offer, and most of them are really, really good. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. Got more music now. Some of it's a bit louder. Like this one. This is Public Opinion with the song Drawn from Memory.
My time to leave, and it seems
needle for making that one all the way through the record this time, instead of skipping like it did the previous three attempts. That is Mission Impossible from Washington, D.C., and the song is called Am I Alone. That was on a split that they did in 1986 with Lunch Meat that came out on Sandwich and Discord. The original press was called Thanks. I was repressed as Getting Shit for Growing Up Different, and that's the version I have because I do not have first press money. That one's interesting because Mission Impossible included Dave Grohl as the drummer, and Lunch Meat on the other side turned into Soulside a few years later. Just excellent hardcore there from DC. Before that, we heard from Public Opinion with the song Drawn from Memory. That's on the band's brand new album, Painted on Smile, that came out September 6 on Convulse Records. Just an excellent post-hardcore band there from Denver. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 710, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on your favorite social media website, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky. Look at the Cosmic Calendar. We got lots of options coming up. On the 24th, Descendants are playing at Liberty Hall with whatever is left of the Buzzcocks. Nature Boys are the replay that night. The next night, the 25th, Pelander Z is at the Bottleneck. Candy is at Record Bar. Lemonheads are at the Truman. Fiona Moonchild is at Ship. On the 26th, North by North returns to Minibar. 27th, Amorphous is at Bottleneck. Creature Comforts are at Record Bar on the 27th, while Low Force is at Lemonade Park. Uncouth is at Howdy. Gene Loves Jezebel is at Knuckleheads. On the 28th, Green Jello is at Skate Bar. Western Cuts are playing a matinee at the Ship. Eggs on Mars are at Hillsiders. And then on the 30th, Nerver is playing Record Bar. Looking at the website, I've got new photos, videos, and my thoughts of a Daniel Gum matinee at Electric Park, of a show at Hillsiders that was Wayne Payne, Timmy's Organism, and Creepy Jingles, and Blue Horses of Bandis, and photos and videos and my thoughts of the 10-time fast release show with the Still Ill, Pact of Violence, and Honey, and more things coming. And I think I've saved time for just one more. I've got one queued up here from Nostalia from Mexico City. The song is called Wilted Petals Guide the Way. It's on the album Terminal Lucidity that came out September 6th. Self-released, but you can pick that one up on CD or just download it like I did from Bandcamp. It's the project of Alex Becerra. It's post-metal, a little blackened, a little emo, a little jazz. Actually, everything you can imagine is in this one and every instrument possible. If you enjoy this one, he's released like 4 albums in the last 2 years, so you got plenty to catch up on. So we'll end things here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Nostalia with the song Wilted Petals Guide the Way.
Yeah.